My mandate covers all forms of killings which are sanctioned by the state. They are, in a nutshell, arbitrary deprivation of life that can be somehow traced back to either state for their complicity or their negligence. This may include cases of death penalty, for instance, where the process leading to the death sentence is deemed to have been arbitrary, usually because of discrimination in the process itself or lack of due process. But it also includes excessive use of force by the police, other security agents such as border guard. It may include the unlawful use of lethal force by security agent, massacres of populations outside an armed conflict situations. It also includes situations in armed conflict situations where human rights remain an important framework for assessing what is happening. For instance, my mandate includes the use of drones, particularly in the context of countering terrorism. I am also focusing on cases of arbitrary deprivation of life where the state can be found to have failed to act with due diligence. So this will implicate a large number of femicide, for instance, large numbers of witchcraft killings. It could also include all unlawful deprivation of life.
What is the biggest challenge you face in carrying it out?
The first one is the relevance and the authority of the human rights instruments are being undermined. Secondly, there are many countries confronting armed conflict. The violence and the number of killings related to conflict, which had gone down for many decades, has been on the increase for probably 5 years. These are happening in the context of war on drugs.
Can you tell us about one situation that stands out?
The war on drugs in the Philippines. The government recognized that 3,500 people have been killed for over the last 12, 14 months in the context of what they call legitimate police operations. None of those killings, with a few exceptions, have been the object of a thorough independent investigation, at least none of which has been reported back to the public, to the parliament, or to the Senate as of now, with again maybe a handful exceptions. There is a situation here where the duty to investigate is not being implemented, and it is a situation that has an incalculable number of victims, because it's not just the people that have been killed, but it's also all of their families who are left without answers, without justice, and when they complain, may be facing threats.
Is there any one group particularly?
The unlawful death of refugees and migrants. We can count by thousands a number of people who die migrating or fleeing violence. They die in the most awful fashion, in the most atrocious way. They may be executed, but many of them are tortured. A lot of them die of hunger, starvation, of dehydration, or of negligence. Their numbers are probably in the thousands every year. Those deaths raise a range of human rights issues. None of them are investigated, with, again, a handful exception. The families do not know where their relatives have disappeared or are died. There is a complete indifference. It is almost as if refugees and migrants are not quite as human as we are, and the state do not feel as compelled to provide them with the protection that they would if they were not refugees or migrants. So this is a tragedy for which we really need to shake human consciousness and the international community.
Can you outline your work inside of a country?
My role is to monitor and report, may include country visit. They will entail meeting with government officials, civil society, victims, drawing an assessment and engaging with the government over the findings, the gaps, the recommendations. Whenever government failed to engage with me, that's an opportunity to address a problem which is a real pity.